छोटी वैष्णव वृंद की जय। रामाचार्य श्लाघ्यदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। गंगा मई जमुना मई की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। बोलो हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि वश्चित। Please fold your hands, repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टाप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवती नैष्टिके। थैंक यू वेरी मच। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 15 द डिसेंडेंट्स ऑफ किंग प्रियाव्रत टेक्स्ट नंबर 13। यत् प्रीणनात् परिषि देवतिर्यन् मनुष्य वीरोत् तृणम् आविरिञ्चात् प्रियेत सद्या सह विश्वजीव प्रीत स्वयं प्रीतिम् अगात् गयस्य य यत प्रीननात् परिषि देवतिर्यन् मनुष्य वीरोत्रिनम् आविरिञ्चा प्रियेत सतया स विश्वजीव प्रीत स्वयं प्रीतिम् अगात्गयस्य यत प्रीननात् परिषितेवतिर्यन् मनुष्य वीरोत् त्रिनम् आविरिञ्चा प्रियेत सतया सह विश्वजीव प्रीता स्वयं प्रीतिम् अगात्गयस्य प्लीज चैंट यत् प्रीणनात् परिषि देवतिर्यन् मनुष्य वीरोत्रिनमाविरिञ्चा प्रियत सत्या सह विश्वजीवा माताजी सत्या सवेश्वरी यत् प्रीननात् बिकॉज ऑफ प्लीजिंग द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड परिषि इन द सैक्रिफिशियल अरीना देवतिर्यक द डेमिगॉड्स एंड लोअर एनिमल्स मनुष्य ह्यूमन सोसाइटी Virut, the plants and trees, Trinam, the grass, Avirinchat, beginning from Lord Brahma, Priyeta, becomes satisfied, Sadhya, immediately, Saha, that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Indeed, Vishva Jiva maintains the living entities all over the universe. Prita, although naturally satisfied, Swayam, personally, Pritim, satisfaction, Agat, he obtained Gayasya of Maharaj Gaya. Translation. When the Supreme Lord is pleased by a person's actions, automatically all the demigods, human beings, animals, birds, bees, creepers, trees, grass, and all other living entities, beginning with Lord Brahma, are pleased. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supersoul of everyone, and He is by nature fully pleased. Nonetheless, He came to the arena of Maharaj Gaya and said, "I am fully pleased." Please repeat. When the Supreme Lord is pleased by a person's actions, automatically all the demigods, human beings, animals, birds, bees, creepers, trees, grass, and all other living entities, beginning with Lord Brahma, are pleased. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supersoul of everyone, and He is by nature fully pleased. Nonetheless, He came to the arena of Maharaj Gaya and said, "I am fully pleased." Purport. It is explicitly stated herein that simply by satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one satisfies the demigods and all other living entities without differentiation. If one pours water on the root of a tree, all the branches, twigs, flowers, and leaves are nourished. Although the Supreme Lord is self-satisfied, He was so pleased with the behavior of Maharaj Gaya that He personally came to the sacrificial arena and said, "I am fully satisfied." Who can compare to Maharaj Gaya? Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshara Unamilitam Yena Tasamai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yata Prinanat Parishi Devatirayan Manusha Virutrinam Avirinja Priyeta Satya Sahavishra Jeeva Prita Swayam Pritim Magadgayasya. There is a significant point that is being made here in this verse. Prita Swayam Pritim Agadgayasya. Prita, Swayam, Krishna, in any of His forms, as the super soul included, he is always pleased. He is not anxious. He is not disturbed. There is a description of the Lord that he is Soumya Rupa. He is always gentle and smiling. So nothing disturbs him. That is his nature. One time, an artist, disciple of Srila Prabhupada, drew a picture where Krishna appeared to look sad. So Srila Prabhupada said, "That's not right. Krishna is never sad." Prita Swayam. We cannot have a misconception of God and then declare that to be God. We have to have a correct understanding. Srila Prabhupada devoted a lot of energy trying to explain through his books, through his lectures, who is God, what is his nature, what is he like. Shishi Gornitai, Shishi Krishna Balaram, Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Jai. In the West, mostly when people speak of religion, they almost always, without fail, declare that their religion is not idolatry. It's not idolatry. It doesn't worship idols, statues. It does not worship something that is not God as God. They pride themselves for this. However, if you don't know God, that is idolatry. If you don't know, if you say, if you ask, what is his name, what does he do, what is he like, and you cannot say, then your idea of God, whatever it is idolatry. It is your own concoction. So here, Krishna specifically, he is Prita, he is very pleased. Nothing, you cannot make him displeased. No situation, no circumstance, no one can make him displeased. That is his nature. And Srila Prabhupada rebuked the he would purposely avoid naming the name of this institution, although everyone knew who he was talking about, that they have this idea of Daridra Narayan. Poor. Daridra means poor. Narayan. Narayan who is poor. But Narayan is not poor. So the idea of Daridra Narayan is your concoction, is idolatry. You are worshipping something that is not God as God. God is opulent. He is Bhagavan. Shad Aishwarya Purna. He is full in six opulences. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada is remembered by the prayer, Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatadesha Tarine. He has delivered everyone from impersonalism and voidism. Because when you have a mentally concocted idea of God, that is impersonalism and voidism. When you do not know Krishna, that is impersonalism and voidism. When you do not know that Krishna is always pleased, he can never be disturbed, that is impersonalism and voidism. So we have to avoid becoming victims of impersonalism and voidism. Now, there was a question one time, a disciple asked Prabhupada, who are these Mayavadis? Because there is no institution out there that says, we are the Mayavadis. Who are the Mayavadis? Nobody. You can Google and you won't find anybody saying, we are the Mayavadis. Of course, in India, there are a sect, Mayavadi, but they're not so big. But Prabhupada speaks against the Mayavadis again and again and again. So the Mayavadi is a default condition of the conditioned living entity. It's a default condition. This is the condition of all living entities in this material universe who are bound by the laws of nature. He does not know who he is. Yasyatma buddhi kunape tridhat. He thinks, I am this body. So, this sense of not knowing who you are is part of impersonalism, voidism. And you do not know who God is. And in the Bhagavad Gita introduction, Prabhupada writes, we have not only forgotten who we are, who God is, but also our relationship with Him. So we don't know all these three things. Who I am, who God is, and what is my relationship. So here, Krishna, the Lord, Lord Narayan is described as Prita. He is always pleased. So now the question is, why is Maharaj Gaya, why is he doing a yajna? In order to please Krishna. Krishna is already pleased. Why is he doing a yajna to please him? So it is not because Krishna is displeased. That's the first point. That's the first thing to understand. It is not because Krishna is angry, he's upset, and he wants to punish you. So you have to appease him. No. That's also idolatry. That is also a misconception. Krishna is never disturbed, never agitated. What to speak of being vengeful, wanting to punish somebody, anybody? Sama sarveshu bhuteshu. He is equal to all living entities. So, the interesting thing is Krishna is pleased and Krishna is already in the heart. But he became so pleased with Maharaj Gaya that he came to tell him, I am pleased. He said, I am fully pleased. He came to the arena of Maharaj Gaya and said, I am fully pleased. So this means there is an exchange. Prabhupada would give the example of worshipping the Mother Ganga, you take some water from the Ganga and you offer it back. So the Ganga doesn't become more full because you gave a palm full of water to her. But she's worshipped by that process. She becomes pleased. So Krishna is a person. He is not unhappy, but the living entity in his natural condition, he knows Krishna and he likes to please Krishna, and Krishna likes to reciprocate. He likes to tell the devotee, "I'm very pleased." We're at the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And if you look very carefully, the development of the personal nature of God is going to increase with every canto. More and more. Fifth to the sixth, sixth to the seventh, seventh to the eighth, eighth to the ninth, ninth to the tenth. More and more. More about the personality of Godhead, the personality. His personality is going to come out. So, this performance of yajna is not an impersonal activity. It's a personal activity. It's not something automatic. You do this and this happens. You put on the light switch, the light comes on. Yajna is a very profound spiritual experience with the personality of Godhead. And Gaya, Maharaj Gaya, is illustrating this. That he did the yajna in such a way that the Lord in the heart was pleased to come out of the heart face to face and tell his devotee that he is very pleased. Another point that is made in the purport and in the verse is the first part. Yat prinanat means having pleased Krishna, Bharishi, by this sacrifice. Deva Tiryan Manushya Virun Trinam Avirinchat. Every living entity, up to Lord Brahma, or every living entity beginning from Lord Brahma, became pleased. So not only does Krishna become pleased, but all the living entities become pleased. Yatha taror mula nisyechanena. Just by pouring water on the root of a tree, all its leaves, flowers, fruits, twigs, branches, they all get nourished. Everything. Krishna is the root of this entire creation. Everything becomes pleased. The demigods become pleased. You do not have to separately try to please any other aspect of the creation or person. Now, one time somebody asked me in Spain, he said, we hear about all these glories, but is there an example today, is there an example? I mean, it's all very fantastic. Who pleased who today? Today you pleased and everyone is upset with you. Your parents say, what are you doing all day chanting Hare Krishna? Kaam kar, go and work. Do something. The wife says, so many people say. You're accused, your friends say. So I said, actually, Srila Prabhupada, he did not please any government, any rich man, any one person. He pleased Krishna and the whole world became pleased automatically. He was the most powerful person today, not Maharaj Gaya. Maharaj Gaya was so long ago. But today. So yajna, this process works even today. Now, your next challenge may be, well, we're doing yajna. Not quite the same result. There's a little example that can be given here. How many people have changed the battery in their radio or their ever? Have you changed the battery? Hands up, please. Thank you. Just so I know you're not wandering with your mind somewhere. But how many people have fixed a Boeing 747 when it's not working? One person? Not one person. So you see, fixing a radio when the battery stops is an experiment. It's a scientific process. Fixing a Boeing 747 when it stops working is also a scientific process. But it requires a lot more knowledge. It's science also. It's not magic. There is also a science. Just like changing the battery in your radio. Yajna is a science. Yajna can bless you to become husband and wife. Vivaha yajna. Yajna can send you back to Godhead. Yajna can give you pure love of God. But there's a difference of quality of different yajnas. And every experiment doesn't work. If you put the battery the wrong way around, the radio, does it work? It doesn't work. You have to do it right. In this day and age, you cannot do the yajna that Maharaj Gaya did. But the Lord is so kind. He has given us a yajna that we can do today. And it is potent. It's not impotent. It's not without its potency. It's not without its power to change. Power to give you blessings. Power to give you results. So we have to understand that science. And we have to use it properly to get the full benefit. So I said earlier that Srila Prabhupada did this yajna properly. And he got the result. He has been the single most important factor in spreading Lord Chaitanya's movement throughout the world. The only person who can rightfully claim to have the title Jagat Guru, spiritual master of the world. He's actually done it. Through this yajna, through this attempt to please Krishna, who is already pleased. Krishna became so pleased. Unlike in the case of Maharaj Gaya, he did not come to tell him, I am fully pleased. He simply blessed Srila Prabhupada's endeavors and they were successful. Just by knowing this science, how to do yajna correctly, this experiment, this science. So now the question is, how do I learn this science? So that's what we are learning today. We are learning through the help of the Srimad Bhagavatam that if we can become vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha, fully focused, ananyas chintayantama, without our mind wandering anywhere else, on pleasing Krishna, then all the other things will automatically be obtained. See, everything you want, even material, it is actually in the hands of the demigods. Just like if you want to get some flour, some fruit, vegetables, you have to go to a shopkeeper. Basically, whatever you want, all the shopkeepers have. So, the shopkeepers, they give you fruit, flowers and vegetables when you give them money. But here, we are learning the science that if Krishna is pleased, the demigods who are the shopkeepers of everything you want, money, health, career, good family, good future, next life, they have it. It's in their hands. They're the shopkeepers. So the science of yajna pleases Krishna in such a way that the demigods, they have received their money and they're ready to give you whatever you want. That's the science. And that is what we're seeing. That Indra came, all the demigods came, the Lord came to partake of the offerings of the yajna by Maharaj Gaya. So people are aspiring for these opulences of knowledge, wealth, beauty, fame, but they don't know how to get it. The process is yajna. That's the scientific mechanism by which these things are obtained. People are in ignorance. You want these things, but you do not know how to go about it. Now, that's material, but yajna will also give you spiritual. It'll give you anything you want. It's a wish-fulfilling tree. But it has to be done correctly. And then you can obtain all your desires. In the case of Maharaj Gaya, actually he had no desires. All the world's, universe's shopkeepers are pleased with him, but he doesn't even want anything. In our case, we do want, and we may have different desires. The process is yajna, sacrifice. So I was saying earlier that the Lord has given this process of yajna called Sankirtan yajna. Now, there's a problem with in devotee circles. I've heard this before. You know, there's a kind of filter where the point doesn't penetrate because you think, I already know this. For example, you will find some devotee, maybe us, our own selves. We've heard of yajna, but we put all our energy trying to obtain material things in the same way that materialists do. Go to college, work very hard, get a job, try to get promotion, try to look for a new job, try to look for better opportunities, try to travel. These are very blind efforts. Yajna means, you see, because what is happening? Even though you may go from India to America, your karma goes with you. You're not able to leave your karma behind and get a different karma just by traveling. It doesn't happen. See, this is a failure of education not to understand this point. So the question is, where should I put my effort? Now, if you do it in yajna, you want money, career, advancement. It changes your karma. Then even sitting here, just like one example comes to mind. Srila Prabhupada was talking to his disciples here in his room. He said, by one stroke, I have made all of Vrindavan rich. All the rickshawalas, the shopkeepers, all the people who are giving services, the tangawalas, everybody I have made them rich. Just by his preaching, just by his doing Krishna consciousness, his yajna. I mean, some of the very rich people are right here in Loi Bazaar. They get so much business that a person in Delhi would be envious. A person in America would be envious. Just sitting here, money is coming to them. Karma changes. Yajna, everything changes. You do not have to travel. You do not have to expend your energy other than Krishna consciousness. Vyavasayatmika buddhi. You have to be focused. Ananyas chintayantama. Do not become distracted. So I was saying, sometimes devotees, they say, yes, I know, I heard about yajna. Yes, Haribo, very good. But they forget. And they devote themselves to the same process the materialist does. This is a mistake. This is a secret right here, right in your hands. But you have to do this right. You have to put the battery the right way round. You have to have this faith that I have to please Krishna. I have to please Krishna. I have to do whatever it takes to please Krishna. Whatever it takes. Because if Krishna is pleased, if there's water on the root, all the things I want, I will get. Automatically. Yadrichaya. By design. As a natural consequence, all the fruits develop. And that's a fact. So part of this process of Srimad Bhagavatam is to serve as an education. We are coming here to become educated about the actual reality, the truth. You're not going to get it in college, or television, or music, you know, songs. You're going to get it from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This science of yajna is very powerful. And this yajna specifically takes the form of Sankirtana yajna in this day and age. And it is powerful. You have to believe it. You have to do it. You have to do it wholeheartedly. So, Adho Shraddha, first you must have preliminary faith. then you bhajna kriya, then you must do it. And then you will see the results. And there's another interesting word in this verse today. The word was satya, priyeta satya saha vishvajiva. Satya means immediately. This satisfying the shopkeepers of the universe, the demigods, they become immediately satisfied, not next life, not bahunam janamana. That's different, that's spiritual realization. But the fruits, the desires that you want, they become immediately satisfied. Sadhya, sadhya, here and now, not future, not a post-dated check. So if you really, really want what you want, you are well advised to use your energy, your body, your mind, your words, towards performing yajna. Interestingly, this yajna is not a simple bodily activity. In the 10th canto, Lord Brahma says, tan vak manobut, that one's body, mind and words have to be engaged. In other words, the totality of you. You cannot do this yajna by watching television as well. You cannot be distracted. Your mind cannot wander. So that's why the Bhagavad Gita, up to at least 6 chapters, it says control your mind. Control your mind. To do this yajna correctly, your mind should not wander. Therefore you need Maha Mantra that controls your mind. The greatest controller of the mind is the mantra Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's the most powerful controller of the mind. This will allow you to do the yajna, to please Krishna. When he is pleased, all your desires will be fulfilled. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? Just in case there is a question, let me read the translation one more time. When the Supreme Lord is pleased by a person's actions, automatically all the demigods, human beings, animals, birds, bees, creepers, trees, grass, and all other living entities, beginning with Lord Brahma, are pleased. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the super soul of everyone, and he is by nature fully pleased. Nonetheless, he came to the arena of Maharaj Gaya and said, I am fully pleased. Any questions? Can you pass the mic back?
Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Very inspiring lecture, Prabhu. I don't want to speak like argument, but I totally agree with what you said. It's not that I want to make like a challenge. Not, but there is a form of anger of Krishna that is Lord Nishingadev, and Maharaj was. Indradyumna Maharaj was saying that it is the personification of Krishna's anger, like, and so, and also Lord Chaitanya or Krishna, he has a headache thinking about all the conditioned souls suffering in the material. So something like it looks different.
I think you make a very good point. And it's not a challenge, but it's a good point. And it should be addressed. First of all, everything we experience has to have an origin. Janamadasya yata. So Krishna is the origin of everything. Anger included. So it's not that anger can exist, but it's not in him. It's in him. Everything. However, there is called the tatastha lakshana, the manifest temporary symptoms or behavior, and there is the swabhava, the normal constitutional nature. So Krishna is not impersonal. He laughs. With Mother Yashoda, he cries. You know, he's running. He experiences fear. So, but these are tatastha, they are not everlasting characteristics of Krishna. Krishna is a person, full and complete. Om Purnam Adha Purnam Idam. But the point is that he is not affected. He is not affected. He is pleased. See, we become affected. Things don't go well, it shows on our face. Krishna, there's no, he's never affected. He may be angry with Hiranyakashipu, but he's not distressed. He's not in anxiety. He's not in doubt of the outcome. He's going to kill him and he's going to finish him. So, he's never challenged. So these are the constitutional nature of Krishna. Again, like I was explaining, you can't have Daridra Narayan. You can't have poor Narayan. Krishna may act as a sannyasi in the form of Lord Chaitanya, but he doesn't become Daridra Narayan. Can you adjust these two ideas? That a sannyasi means a beggar. Bhikshu. He begs. He doesn't own it. But he is Narayan. He is full in all opulences. So everything else is his Leela. That's the point. Now, what the idea of the Daridra Narayan is, no, this poor man who is suffering due to his past karma, he is Narayan. No. No. The living entity is never God. Rich or poor. Bill Gates is also not Narayan. Nobody is Narayan except Narayan. Brahma is not Narayan. So opulence or the lack of it doesn't make you Narayan. Krishna has so many wonderful qualities and humor, rasa, but it doesn't change his main position. Ekela Ishvara Krishna Arsa Britya. He's running in fear from Mother Yashoda, but still he is Ishvara. He doesn't become Anishvara. He doesn't lose his position of being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who displays, who acts as if he is dependent on the mercy of his mother. That's God. He is so full and wonderful that he can act as if he is dependent on the mercy of his mother. And yet, at the same time, he is killing asuras left and right. He's running in fear from Mother Yashoda, but he's killing Putana, Trinavarta, all while he's still young. So that is Narayan. So Krishna is always pleased. Soumya Rupa is always smiling. But he is not impersonal. I hope. Okay. I got your thumbs up. Okay. Can you pass? Okay, first you and then pass it on.
Hare Krishna. As you mentioned that we did not do anything else beside Yajna. Beside Yajna, we should not do anything else and just full concentration on Yajna. So, and you mentioned no job and so on. So how do we take the
Varna? You have to learn the science. The science of Yajna has to be learned. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadhyakshyanti te jnanam. You have to learn this. How does this yajna, in my life, I am 12 years old, I am 22 years old, I am 42 years old. What does it mean for me? I am a man, what does it mean for me? I am a woman, what does it mean for me? We have to learn. And that is what Krishna teaches in the Bhagavad Gita. He does teach that. And he does say, your karma, your duty, your dharma is yajna. In the third chapter, it is yajna. But it has to be learned. The problem with materialists is, they dub whatever they're doing, oh, I'm doing my karma. No, no. Karma has to be, your dharma has to be learned by approaching a spiritual master. He teaches you. He trains you. Unfortunately, there's also a problem that we think we have a spiritual master because I have a new name. Spiritual master means he educates you and trains you. In order to do that, he gives you a new name. The new name is not the end of your education and your training. In the English meaning, initiation means to begin. You just began by getting a new name. So now you need education and training. Shiksha and prashiksha. Then you can know and benefit. Benefit. The point is this benefit. Sadhya. Right now, immediately you'll get the benefit if you do it right. If you put the battery right way around into the radio, it will work. If you know the science. Okay. Is there a question? Pass the... You might have to bring it forward before the camera, otherwise... Are you good?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. If I understood and heard properly, the verse and purport state that if we perform yajna properly, the whole world will be satisfied, the birds, the bees, the people in general. So I was wondering that some people are performing yajna properly, it appears so, but the world is not satisfied. So could you elaborate on this?
Yeah, I first of all gave the example of Prabhupada where he did satisfy. He did achieve. It goes back to the one point, he could have delivered the entire universe, but he left some service for us to do. Srila Prabhupada said that of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur would have delivered the entire universe, but he left something for us to do. So Srila Prabhupada has left something for us to do. Now I said it's dependent on the perfection of the science. In other words, a person who can fix a radio doesn't mean he can make an aeroplane fly if it's disrepaired, if it's not working. So, to affect the biggest change in the world, you have to be very good. everyone is a archer. Arjuna is, and all the other soldiers. But Arjuna was very good. He was powerful archer. We are all doing yajna, but we are all different according to our ability to perform it right, perfectly, purely. But that is the mechanism, yajna, specifically chanting the holy name. Thank you all very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki.